In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, from the band Faster Than Light, here is Keith Lenn. Welcome, Keith.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here. You skipped school today to be here, or what happened?
No, I'm actually in school today. I cleared out a classroom so that we could have a nice conversation this afternoon.
You told the kids to get out of the class?
I told the teachers to get out of the class.
Even better. Now, that's dedication to music.
Thank you.
Where do you teach?
I teach at Sleepy Hollow Middle School. I'm a special education teacher. I've been here for 11 years.
Oh, good for you. 11 years. Why teaching and why special ed?
I got into teaching because I knew that it was really difficult to make a career in music, and I knew I wanted to have a family one day and make enough money to raise a family. So I figured I can teach during the day, and then I'd have my summers off, and I can play music. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, I just never stopped playing music. So it's always been teaching during the day and playing music at night.
Now everybody in the group has day jobs as well?
Yeah, my drummer is actually a retired New York Police Department officer. I'm a sergeant, and he still works. He's in charge of a building complex in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. I have a singer who also works as he works with developmentally delayed adults. And my bass player is a graphic designer. So it's quite a eclectic group of individuals.
Makes for a good group band environment. Give me the names of the members of the band before I forget. The members of Faster Than Light.
My drummer is Douglas Maresca. My singer is Ken Reedy. My bassist is David Greenberg. And I'm Keith Lenn.
And you all are from Rockland County?
We all live in Rockland County.
Oh, okay. And you've been doing this quite a while. How long have you been playing music in general?
We've been playing, all of us have been playing music and playing in bands for at least 30 years at this point.
Oh, my, yeah. Okay.
And I've actually been playing with my drummer on and off for about 25 years. He and I have always played in bands together, sometimes with me playing on guitar, sometimes as a bassist. There's no one else on the planet better than these guys. They're the exact right fit for what we do.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, from the band Faster Than Light, it is Keith Lenn. He's a teacher as well in Sleepy Hollow. You've been in cover bands, right?
Yeah, mostly cover bands. We actually play right now in a band called Crush. My drummer and I are both in that band. And we've been in other original bands before. We had a band way back in the day called Red Thunder. You know, it's fun playing other people's music, but we really kind of felt that we had a nice body of songs that were just laying around, and we really wanted to kind of get it out there to the public. So about 5 years ago, Doug and I decided to go into the studio and lay down some drum tracks, and it just kind of evolved into this CD. What's unique about these songs is that even though we started recording about 5 years ago, these songs actually started to take shape around 1995 when I was in graduate school. And I was up at SUNY Albany, and I decided to skip classes one day because it was just a really nice day outside. And I took my guitar out onto my porch, and I just started strumming some chords. And I wrote a song called Dull, which is actually not on the CD. But after I wrote that song, I started saying to myself, hey, I might have some aptitude here. I might be pretty good at this. And I started writing songs pretty much nonstop for the next 5 or 6 years. I kind of showed them to Doug one day, and Doug was like, these are great. We should record them.
Isn't it fulfilling, though, when you take a song that maybe you wrote on a porch, like you say, with an acoustic guitar, give it to a band, and it turns into a song that, wow, this is really something?
It's magical. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's I have three children, and having children is an amazing thing. But every single one of my songs is also like one of my children. And it's just, you never know how it's going to take shape or form. But when you see the final product in the end, sometimes I get blown away.
Where did the band name come from? Where did the name Faster Than Light come from?
It's really pretty silly, but we were having a hard time figuring a name out. And I was watching Battlestar Galactica, the new series, not the old one. And I was working on my computer, and I had Battlestar Galactica on the TV in the background. And I heard one of the officers on the ship say, get ready for an FTL jump. And then all of a sudden it caught me, and I said, FTL. That must mean faster than light. That's a great name for the band, and that's how we got it.
You know, I was reading your bio, and I did not see the word nerd, but I will take another look, okay?
Yeah, I'm a big science fiction, Star Trek, Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica. It's all in there.
The song Darkest Side we're going to hear. Tell me about that song. How did it get done?
Well, I actually came up with the title first, and that's usually how I write. I come up with titles that I think are interesting. And this song was not really particularly written about anything or anyone, but I came up with some lyrics that I kind of liked, and they worked. And after I wrote the song, I tried to analyze where it was coming from. And I think the song is about how two people can bring out the worst in each other. And one of the lines, the darkest side of you is me, and it always will be. And it's funny because it's kind of a happy song.
Right, I was going to say,
upbeat,
yeah.
But it's really, the message is kind of dark.
Faster Than Light, you got some shows coming up?
We don't have any shows right now. We're still just concentrating on getting the CD out. But we do have a website that people can check out. It's www.ftlnation.com. And we'll be announcing all upcoming shows on that website.
Okay, class is dismissed, Mr. Len. Faster Than Light in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. Thank you, Keith. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate everything that you guys have done for us.